ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट 59 60 एंड 61 एंड द बोर्ड 61 इज देयर सो विल रिसाइट 61।
प्रलय पयसि धातुः सुप्त शक्तिर्मुखेभ्यः श्रुतिगणमपनीतं प्रत्युपादत्त हत्वा दितिजम कथयद्यो ब्रह्म सत्य व्रतानां तमहमखिल हेतुं जिह्ममीनं नतोऽस्मि।
वर्ड मीनिंग प्रलय पयसी इन द वाटर ऑफ इनुंडेशन धत्तु फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सुप्त शक्ते हु वाज इनर्ट बिकॉज ऑफ स्लीपिंग मुखेभ्य फ्रॉम द माउथ श्रुति गणम वैदिक रेकॉर्ड्स अपनीतम स्टोलेन प्रत्युपादत्त गेव बैक टू हिम हत्वा बाय किलिंग दितिजम द ग्रेट डेमन अक्षया एक्सप्लेन अकथया एक्सप्लेन या वन हु ब्रह्मा वैदिक नॉलेज सत्यव्रतानां फॉर द एनलाइटमेंट ऑफ सत्यव्रत एंड द ग्रेट सेंटली पर्सन्स तम अंटू हिम अहम आई अखिल हेतुम अंटू द कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेस जिम हमीनम appearing as and pretending to be a great fish natosmi I offer my respectful obeisances। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada। Translation I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead who pretended to be a gigantic fish who restored the Vedic literature to Lord Brahma when Lord Brahma awakened from sleep and who explained the essence of Vedic literature to King Satyavrata and the great saintly persons। Purport Here is a summary of Satyavrata's meeting with the fish incarnation of Lord Vishnu। Lord Vishnu's purpose was to take back all the Vedic literatures from the demon Hayagriva and restore them to Lord Brahma. Incidentally, by his causeless mercy, the Lord spoke with Satyavrata. The word Satyavratanam is significant because it indicates that those on the level of Satyavrata can take knowledge from Vedas delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever is spoken by the Supreme Lord is accepted as Veda. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vedantakrit Vedavit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the compiler of all the Vedic knowledge and he knows the purport of the Vedas. Therefore, anyone who takes knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, or from Bhagavad Gita as it is, knows the purpose of the Vedas. Vedesya sarvair ahameva vedyaha. One cannot understand Vedic knowledge from the Vedabadratas who read Vedas and misconstrue their subject matter. One has to know the Vedas from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus the end, the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 8th canto, 24th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Matsya, the Lord's Fish Incarnation. This commentation has been finished in our New Delhi center today, the 1st of September 1976, the day of Radhashtami. By the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Acharyas, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Tadera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanivas Janame Janame Haye Ei Abhilas. I am attempting to present Srimad Bhagavatam in the English language by the order of my spiritual master, Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. And by his grace, the work of translation is gradually progressing, and the European and American devotees who have joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement are helping me considerably. Thus, we have expectations of finishing the great task before my passing away. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. So, we can read the translation of the previous two verses, 59 and 60. Translation of 59. This story concerning the great king Satyavrata and the fish incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is a great transcendental narration. Anyone who hears it is delivered from the reactions of sinful life. Text 60. One who narrates this description of the Matsya incarnation and King Satyavrata will certainly have all his ambitions fulfilled and he will undoubtedly return home back to Godhead. Then, text 61, where Sukhdev Goswami is offering his obeisances to the fish incarnation. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamsa Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So this is the last verse of 8th canto, and Prabhupada at the end is mentioning that this final part of this 8th canto was in New Delhi and the day was Radhashtami. It means even if Radhashtami day Prabhupada was translating, isn't it? It was Radhashtami day in New Delhi in 1976. How was the situation of Delhi temple somewhere? So small, and Prabhupada was, must be staying somewhere in Radhashtami and he was translating. And he is telling that today in Radhashtami day, in September 1976, I completed this 8th canto by the grace of my Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. And his expectation is that before I pass away, by the help of European and American disciples, I am trying to complete the whole great task of translating the Srimad Bhagavatam into English language. So, I don't know, he did 10th canto first one. Only Prabhupada completed translation till first part of 10th 3 only. Till 10th 3 somehow. 10th 14 I heard. 10 Brahmasati, na? So 10th 14. Yeah. So first volume of 10th canto somehow or other. So somehow or other this is a great boon for us. And this particularly this 8th canto he completed in Radhashtami day. Anyway, so this is the concluding verse of Matsyavatara. So in this text, Sukadeva Goswami, particularly in this final verse, Natosmi, he is offering his obeisances to the great fish incarnation of the Lord. Actually, King Parikshit was hearing about the glories of Vamana Avatar. Sukadeva Goswami was narrating the glories of Vamana Avatar. And at the end, immediately Parikshit Maharaj asked, I want to hear about his incarnation. So Chakravarti Par raised the point that why Parikshit Maharaj was so interested to hear about his incarnation just after Vamandev. Vamandev glorification, few chapters Sukadeva Goswami was narrating. Just immediately said, please tell me, explain me about the fish incarnation. Why? What makes him to to hear the fish incarnation, about fish incarnation? So he is telling that because it was detailed description of Vamanadev, and Vamanadev, though he was Supreme Lord, but he took the form of a dwarf, Vamana, to beg. Begging is very low category of work. Jugupsitam karya. So Parikshit Maharaj said he became such a small boy, dwarf, and started go for begging, and there by his divine power he increased himself trivikrama, so big. So similarly any other incarnation, here he did the lower activities. So somewhere he went to the lower form also. So he remember, yes, the first incarnation, the Adi avatar, is Matsya avatar. And Matsya is the lowest of the animals. So immediately he said, can you please explain about the fish incarnation, the Adi avatar? So because he wants to hear about that, how the Supreme Lord is beyond all the material modes of nature. The Supreme Lord, he is to incarnate many times, and in many, like Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna said, jada jada hi dharmasya, to establish dharma and to save the devotees and take care of the miscreants. But here, 7 causes has given for incarnation. Sapta karanah for avatara. What is there? 7 karana. First, the 4 is for the cows, for the devotees, for the brahmanas, and for devatas. These 4 are there, and 3 others, the Veda, dharma and artha. These seven reasons are there for Lord to incarnate, to come. So, even the Lord has to incarnate time to time in various forms, but and he used to come into this material, the atmosphere of material nature, but still he will totally remain aloof, uncontaminated from this material nature. Though he will take this form, appearing as a material form, and come here in this material world, but he will be totally unaffected. That is the supremacy, that the supreme controlling nature of the Supreme Lord. We cannot understand this, because he is Supreme Lord. Even if he took any form, he will be in his transcendental position. Material nature cannot touch it, cannot touch him. He will be totally different, separate. So, even if the Lord took the incarnation of a fish, still he maintained his supremacy. So, now Sukadeva Goswami is explaining about the fish incarnations, and by reading this explanation, acharyas also viewed that fish incarnations, Lord has taken two times. First, in the beginning of the Kalpa, in Swayambhuva Manvantara, he took an incarnation of fish to restore the Vedic knowledge. Because Brahmaji, at the end of the Kalpa, he was sleeping. He was sleeping, and by taking this opportunity, there was a demon, Hayagriva, and he took the Vedic knowledge. These demons, they are interested in Vedic knowledge also. They are not only interested in bhoga, they are also interested in jnana. They took the Vedic knowledge from Brahma, took that opportunity. And they immediately, to restore the Vedic knowledge, to get back from him, so Lord immediately took the form of a fish, gigantic fish, and he killed the Hayagriva and bring back the Vedic knowledge and gave it back to Brahma. And then he is saying the one time again the Lord accepted fish of incarnation of fish to explain the Vedic truth to Satyavrata Muni, King Satyavrata, and all the saintly persons. That is in Chakhyusa Manvantara. And how it happens? In Chakhyusa Manvantara is not the Pralaya Kala. It's not the Pralaya Kala, but that time also Pralaya happened by the desire of the Lord. Lord can do anything and any time. Sridhar Swami is telling how come this happens in Chakhyusa Manvantara Pralaya? No, because Lord wants. How come Lord wants in this daytime? It is not night time even. How can it happen in sixth Manvantara? He says, how come the Markandeya, he wants to see Pralaya, and immediately Lord saw him Pralaya. So for Lord is nothing, something adbhut. He saw him Pralaya. Similarly, the Markandeya Muni, immediately he was talking, then immediately he saw Pralaya. The whole Pralaya Chala, and he was in the Pralaya Ocean. So similarly, to give special mercy to Satyavrata Muni, Lord accepted his incarnation. This is Lord's desire. Satyavrata Muni was a king in South Dravida, and he was in Kritamala River. So he was doing his austerity by only drinking water. He was not taking fruits, no milk, no grains, nothing. He was doing some vrata. I don't know which Chaturmasa vrata, which vrata, only living in water. And he was taking bath, doing his jalanjali, and a small fish come into his hand. He said, why fish is there? He threw it into the ocean. Then the fish, small fish, started speaking to him. Oh my dear king, I am coming to your shelter. Why are you throwing me away? Because there are many big, big aquatics are there. They may eat me up. So I am taking your shelter. Please help me. So king became, he was pious king. He said, okay, this small fish, so he wants to take my shelter. I want to help him. So he took that fish in his water pot, and in the night time he became so big, there's no space in water pot. Then changed into another pot, then changed into another pot. In one day, it is explained that one day that fish increased to 400 miles only. A fish, we all have seen fish, but what the size, the biggest size of fish we have seen, how much? Some feet maybe? 3 feet, 4 feet, maybe 4 feet is 4 feet is too much. Maybe in Jews or somewhere, 5-6 feet or 7 feet, 8 feet, like that. But here, in one day, that fish was small fish in water pot. He would have come in his Jalanjali. And now, in the next morning, it's 400 miles long. Then King Satyabrata said, this is not ordinary fish. They started praying, please. So he said, definitely it is Supreme Lord. How come in one day, the small fish became 400 miles size? And then when he started praying to him, then the fish again said, okay, yes, I want to tell you something. So what? Now, next week, the weekend, after 7 days, the whole cosmos will be in inundation. Everything will be in the water, devastation water. So what to do? Now you just don't worry, there will be boat will come. So you and all the central persons and brahmanas take all these seeds and everything, those who are needful things, and board into the boat and stay there. And when there will be heavy wind, cyclone wind will come, don't worry, I will appear at that time. And with my horn, you bring Vasuki Nag. Vasuki has the best rope, I think. In the Samudra Manasal also they used Vasuki. And here also they used Vasuki in Pralaya time. And to bind it, and the whole night of Brahma, I will instruct you while I was traveling around this Pralaya Jala. So by hearing this from the fish, so Satyavrata Muni sat down, and same thing happened after a week, that water of devastation started, and very soon whole cosmos was in the water, everything. So as Lord told, the boat came, and King Satyabrata with all the brahmanas and shelter persons, they board into the boat, and same heavy wind started coming, blowing. And at that time, a fish is shown up, a golden fish. And he said that a golden fish, and the size was mentioned, I don't know how they measure the size. 8 billion miles only, long. How did any camera can catch this photo? 8 billion. How they measure, how they say, this is only, this is all transcendental. Sukhdev Goswami is telling that the size of the fish was 8 billion miles long. And it was a golden fish having a big horn on his head. And he appeared. It was foretold by the fish 1 week before. And so Satyavrata Muni and the big saintly, all great saintly persons, then they called Vasuki Naga, and the boat they tied up in his horn, and the whole night of Brahma, and that Matsyavatar, the big fish, that gigantic fish of 8 billion size, 8 billion mile size, and he was instructing the Vedic truth to Satyavrata Muni and the Brahmanas. And that instructions was nothing but Matsya Purana. That is Matsya Purana. Yes, Matsya Dev. So, though fish is a lowest animal, but Lord will never mind to accept that animal's body also. Lord can take any shape, but still he can maintain his transcendental position. That's why the beginning avatar is Matsya avatar, beginning. So, and here Sukadeva Goswami, the previous to these two verses, he is saying two phalasrutis. One, if somebody just hear this story about Matsya avatar, he will get delivered. He will get delivered just by hearing it. This is this is a phalasruti of hearing. And then in 50-60 verse he is saying the hearing of explaining it, the phala of the mahima of explaining it. If somebody narrate the story of Matsyavatar, he will certainly fulfill all his desires. Yeah. That is, if somebody narrate it and somebody hear it, and then Sukadeva Goswami offering his obeisances, oh supreme Matsya, oh supreme peace, only 8 billion mile size, I am offering my obeisances to you. And why he appear, how he appear, beyond our calculation. We can't calculate, but only thing, that is only the supreme desire of the Supreme Lord. So Prabhupada mentioned in the purport one specific significant things, that why he appeared to sing for, there is no time for pralaya, there is nothing, no cause, it is a daytime of Brahma, the sixth manvantara, why come? Now just to give special mercy to Satyavrata Muni. Why? Now because that person was in Satyavrata. If somebody is in the position of Satyavrata, Satyavrata means who is fully established in Satya. Who is in Satya Vrata, who has taken bhav of Satya, so then he will get blessed, blessings of Lord and instructions of the Lord by Vedic knowledge. Satya Vrata Muni, he got the blessings of Lord through the instruction of Vedic knowledge by the Supreme Lord because he was Satya Vrata. So here, because he was Satya Vrata and he was doing austerity, so Lord appeared. While he was taking bath in river, he appeared. He appeared in small piece and in a day, and all these things happened. And also it is a jimha meenang natasming. Jimha means it is actually like a dream or something. It is really fact or not fact. That's many acharyas saying this is a kind of dream. This is maya. How come this is the time he was taking bath and this, that, how come it happens? In pralaya, how boat will come and will take all the things, seats and keep. It's all kind of dream. Some acharyas say, no, it is fact. It's dream. See, all these things, it's only we can decide that we cannot understand it. We cannot understand. Only part we can understand, Lord is so merciful. So he wants to show his special favor and special mercy to Satyavrata, King Satyavrata and other saintly persons. So he became peace. Are he, if Lord want to become merciful and gave instruction, there was no other form, only suitable form is peace. He wants to speak Vedic knowledge, and peace incarnation is the suitable form to give, impart Vedic knowledge. This is Lord. What to speak? He wants to explain the truth of Vedic knowledge from the peace incarnation. I don't know why he can be a Brahmana, he can speak Vedic truth. No, he wants to become peace. Are peace okay? Because there was so much water, the peace, water was not there. He created water. He created water and he became peace, and then he started speaking. I don't know why he created water, peace. When Satyavrata Muni, before 1 week, he was taking bath, there was nothing. Normal, his situation was normal. He was taking bath in Kritamala River. Definitely it was in Madurai. The Kritamala River is in Madurai now. So it was in South Mathura. So at that time, everything was normal. He could have taken a form of Brahmana and explained the Vedic truth. I don't know. He said, no, this is not proper. So he told that you wait after 1 week, everything will inundated with devastation water, and then I will become as a fish, and then whole night I will give you instruction. I don't know why it is required, all this. This is all because we have to describe it, and if we hear and describe this fish, this special fish incarnation, this thing happened, then you will become such a merit that you will go back to Godhead and all your desires will fulfill. that is Lord. We can understand why he become peace, because he become peace, anybody will explain and hear it, they will get the benefit. That is Supreme Lord. He will do anything. He will do anything, though Here it is a jimha beenang. He pretend to be a big fish. He is not, but he pretend himself to be a big fish. But still, the devata when doing the garbhastuti, he is in satya bratang trisatyang. They are also satya brata. The word comes in Brahmasutra, in devastuti, garbhastuti. Because Lord himself is satya brata. Satyasya joni nihitam cha satyam. So he is parama satya. Lord is satya. The truth cannot stand without the help of Lord. Nothing is truth without the Lord. Lord himself is truth. Whatever he speaks, it is truth. Whatever he do is truth. Everything is truth. The truth, he satyasya joni. He is the source of truth. He is the source of truth. And you know in Mahabharata, the Satya, I am thinking the story. One time, when Bhishma Dev retired, and then the commanding post was taken by Dronacharya. Dronacharya was fighting so furiously that Arjuna and everything thought this old man is fighting so furiously, nothing, forget, we can't win. He will finish us. So then they discuss with Lord. Then Krishna told Arjuna and Yudhishthira, why not you go in daytime, sometimes when there is no war, leisure time, go and ask. He is your guru, you go and ask Dronacharya. My dear teacher, please explain me, please be merciful. So then what he was? Now please tell me how we can defeat you, how we can kill you. You go and ask him. See, people are that kind of truthful. Somebody will come and ask you, you're the person he wants to kill you, he will come and ask you, sir, we have no power, we don't know how to kill you, how to defeat you, please tell me. Tell me the formula, how to defeat you and how to kill you. And he is so fixed in truth, he will tell, okay, this is the way you can kill me. And Dronacharya told Yudhishthira, yes, that nobody can defeat me. The all demigods and demons combined effort, they come and fight with me alone, they can defeat me. Because I am like that, says, then how will defeat? But I am so attached to my son. If something happened to my son, I will get some bad message about son, then I will not fight. I will give the weapons away. So then anybody can kill me, anybody can defeat me. That is the only formula. This is the only formula. So then they did like that. They said he has only one son. He had only one son, Ashwatthama. And everybody knows Ashwatthama was one of the Chiranjivi. He will not die for the Kalpa. He will stay for this Kalpa. He will not die. But somehow or other, Krishna made a plot. He told Bhimasen, you do something that Ashwatthama has to be killed. And Ashwatthama cannot be killed. Arey Baba, you have to do something. There is an elephant, his name is also Ashwatthama. You kill him and throw Ashwatthama somewhere else and we will declare Ashwatthama died. We will declare. Now who will believe it? Arey Baba, everybody will believe because I will tell. Everybody will believe. Who will be my word? And then Bhima did same thing. There is an elephant called Ashwatthama. By his club, he blow his club in such a fiercely that Ashwatthama with his car and his driver, they went away in wind, few hundred thousand yojanas. They were away. And that elephant was killed on this part. And the Bhima declared, I killed Ashwatthama. Dronacharya said, How come Ashwatthama cannot be killed? He asked all the nearby soldiers, what happened? Now, sir, yes, we are not finding. Ashwatthama is not there. His car is not there. His driver is not there. Nobody is there. Maybe he is killed. No, he is not there. He is killed. He ask anybody. He said, no, he is not there. And Bhima is making announcement. Arjuna is making announcement. Krishna is making announcement. Hey, Ashwatthama killed. Dronacharya became bewildered. How come it happened? Ashwatthama will kill. He said, no. I will ask my student Yudhishthira. I know Yudhishthira is Satya. He is Satyavan. He is Satyabrata. He will never speak lie. So he Satyavadi from the birth, so I will speak. So he came to Yudhishthira. So then Krishna thought, if this Yudhishthira will speak the truth, then no, this is elephant, this is. Oh, so then Gadbad will happen. So then he went, ran to Yudhishthira Maharaj, my dear brother Yudhishthira, if Dronacharya will come and ask you, tell him that Asatman. No, how can I tell? Is he liar? I know the Asatman is not dead, only elephant. Hare Baba, I am telling now. You tell. How can I tell lie? I have never told lie in my whole life. Then Krishna told, okay, you fellow, you will not take lie. Then you tell one thing, tell Aswatthama died, but I don't know whether he is human or elephant. Tell in this way. I don't know if he is either man or elephant, but one creature named Aswatthama is killed. So we will adjust the volume. When you tell Aswatthama died, we will make the full volume. You tell, I don't know whether it's man or elephant, we will low down the volume or make some other sound. But you tell this thing. Somehow or other Krishna make Yudhishthira to speak like this, not direct truth, but indirectly. So then by hearing this statement from Yudhishthira, Dronacharya immediately threw his weapon and sat down. And then Dhrishtadyumna came and beheaded him. So it is said in Mahabharata that Yudhishthira, though he was Dharmaraj, he was Satyavadi the whole life, but while he was going at the end, Sargarantam, he went to see the hell. But all Bhima, Arjuna, they never been. Dharmaraj has to go to the hell for some time. Why? The other narrators of Mahavadasam, because one time he told lie by the persons of Lord Krishna. But the Vaishnavas are saying, no, that is not the fact. I want, because when Krishna told directly, speak this, this is lie. He doubted in the word of Krishna, that is his mistake. That's why he has to go to Narak for some time. Because Krishna is the supreme truth. Whatever coming from his mouth, this is the truth. There is no formula definition of truth. The only truth is what is coming from Krishna. But Yudhishthira Maharaj doubted. So that's why he got this punishment. So Krishna is real, Satyasya Joni, the source of Satya. He is Satya Brata, Satyasya Satya, Trisatyang. He is only Satya. So whatever this pretend to be as fish, this is also Satya. Even if this is Maya, but this is also Satya, because this is by Krishna. Whatever happened, this is pralaya time is not there, but pralaya happened, this is also Satya, because this is by the Satya only, by Krishna. So everything Krishna will do, we may understand it or not, but we have to, with great respect, we have to hear it and explain it. Because just anything, any activities Krishna perform, just by hearing it, just by speaking it, we will get great benefit. What to speak of understanding? Forget, we cannot understand. Just repeat it, just hear it and explain it, then you will go back to Godhead. You will achieve all your desires fulfilled. What to speak of, you will understand. And what Krishna is doing to understand, nobody can understand it. It's difficult to understand. Pitamaha Bhishma, he told to Yudhishthira also, Yudhishthira, forget it. We have tried, not only me, many big learned rishis, they tried to understand why this he is doing like this. But when he tried to understand, we become more and more conflicted. We become more and more, we went to complexion again. Then what to do? Now this aho kastam, aho anyam, this you are Dharmaraj, and in all respects you should not get all kind of sufferings, but you are suffering. I don't know what is the reason. There's no reason, nothing should be there, but still you are suffering. Krishna is your friend, your well-wisher, and he is there to support you, still you are suffering. What is the reason? We can't decide. We can't decide. No, if I think, no, you cannot decide. Forget it. No, what to do? No, only natosmi. Offer your obeisances to the Lord. That, oh my Lord, what ever you say, whatever you want us to do, we will do it. We will not think why you are telling us to do. Because you try to think, try to understand, you will put into again complex situation. Forget it. Just try to surrender. Just try to surrender. This is what we should do. That's why in the final verse, in the concluding verse, Sukhdev Goswami, by explaining about this Maya Matsya Jimha Meenam and the two times incarnation, now finally he is saying, Parikhit, just I am also offering my obeisances to this Mahamatsya, and you also, just after hearing, you will suffer your obeisances. Don't try to understand it. You hear it, I spoke it, now you have to offer our obeisances. That's it. That is only our duty, natosmi. Whatever Lord is doing, but that we just hear it, speak it, and offer your obeisances. If you try to do something else, then we will be in trouble. So, these three things in these three verses, in verse 59, anybody just hear this special story about the fish incarnations, they will go back to home, to back to Godhead. If anybody narrate this special story of fish incarnation, they will achieve, they will fulfill all their desires. And this thing happened, Sukhdev Goswami is saying, so that's why we both, you hear, and you are the hearer and I am the speaker. So after speaking and hearing, what we have to do? The conclusion, natosmi. We have to offer our obeisance to that Lord. That's it. If you try to understand why, don't ask why to Krishna. This is the mistake we are always doing. Anybody ask why this happened, why Lord is doing, this is the problem. You can't ask because he is the owner. By his supreme will he can do. Who are you to ask him? You are not the authority. Who are you to ask him why? So, even you think to ask why to Lord, then you will be in trouble. So then what to do? Just surrender and offer your obeisances. That's what we should do. That is the concluding advice, the instruction of Sri Sukadeva Goswami, Jimhaminam Natosmi. Jimhaminam Natosmi. That I am offering my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of the Maha Maya Matsya. Whatever Matsya, what happened to that fish incarnation, I am offering my obeisances. Because that is not ordinary, this is Supreme Lord, fully Supreme Transcendental. So, like that, in any thing concerned to Supreme Lord, any story, any incarnation, any kind of activities, we can just hear it with faith, we can speak it with faith, we can glorify it, and finally offer our obeisances. That's what we should do. Hare Krishna. Yes. Yes.
So Maharaj, many people, scientists, philosophers, they're giving up their belief in religion because it doesn't make sense to many people. And Jitin Mahaprabhu said, try to learn the logic, reason. And a person's given us this logic and reason evaluation. So you think the scientists say the universe is 4 billion miles, it's total distance, you're saying 8 billion.
Yes, exactly.
It doesn't quite make sense. Or in Krishna Leela, in Krishna books, Krishna every day is giving 130,000 well-decorated cows. Every day he's giving these out from every palace. And you start calculating the numbers, it's phenomenal, you know. In our own logic and reason, we start feeling that, well, at least it should make some sense in this. You know, I know that you've said many times, read it and just believe it, and faith, faith, faith. But then how to set your logic and reason and scientific approach. So how do we just swallow some of these very fabulous ideas of your spirituality?
Yes. So Prabhupada is asking how to balance it. But sometimes say we should not accept things like blind faith. We should, with logic and, you know, with scientific way, we should present it and should understand it. in scientific way that all the other people, they can also understand. This is fact. Yes, this is fact. Because as Prabhu is saying, the universe is 4 billion. How the fish will be 8 billion? Because the universe was in the water. There is no universe. Look at the water. The whole universe was inundated in water. There is no question of measurement of anything of water. Everything is water. 8 billion or 80 billion. Nothing is there. And even if you see in Brajlila, if you see the number of gopis only, if the circumference of total Braj, the only one jutha gopis, so koti, that many crores, if you put, there will be no space here. So how come many 900,000 cows only Nanda Babas, and many 100,000 crores and crores gopi, how these people can stay in this small place like in Braj? This is also beyond calculation, beyond, because this is our material vision and our mathematics, their mathematics is different. Yes. So this is also a science you should understand. There is a material science, there is a spiritual science. In material science, 2 + 2 is equal to 4. In spiritual science, 2 + 2 can be 0, 2 + 2 can be 4, 2 + 2 can be anything. That is the spiritual mathematics. So that we cannot understand. In one scientist devotee was telling me that in this material universe we have 8 angles to see the things, by length, by breadth, by weight, by many, he was saying 8 angles to see, to judge anything. But in spiritual world, 64 angles are there to see a thing. How? We don't know. That's the 64 angles are there. So this is, we cannot understand that science. So that's why we have no capacity of that science. So that doesn't mean that we cannot understand, accept it. That is transcendental truth. Hare Krishna. Yes. Is Mr. Question.
You gave this example of upside of Yudhishthira Maharaj, where Yudhishthira Maharaj actually listened to the Lord for words, and for some time he used to pass a resolution. So this example as a basis, can we conclude that when we do, when we render service for the Lord,
when we
render service to the Lord, knowingly or unknowingly, we touch so many
mistakes.
But our intention is like, I want to serve the Lord, but knowing unknowingly, I will take something which is not true. So what type of reaction will be? First question will be a noble reaction in this case, as is Maharaj, or is the Lord is all merciful and forgiving?
If our intention is pure, only to serve the Lord, then that can be considered as truth, because the thing is that whatever the way, it is not important. The goal is important. For what we are doing, for why we are doing. If that is pure and clear and it's truth, then whatever you're doing, the formality is accepted will be truth. That's not problem. You follow it? Yes.
Just like you were speaking about Shite Goswami and Maharaj, is listening and is listening. So both will go back home everyone. So just like in your case, we are listening and you are reciting. So without doing anything, just listening, that is, can you go back home everyone?
Why you are asking? That is mentioned in Bhagavatam. Why you are going? You are already in back home to back to Godhead. This is Vrindavan. This is already back Godhead. You are already in Vrindavan. What to question of going? You are already attended. You are speaking in Vrindavan, na? What is Vrindavan? So then? So because you are doubting, that's why you can't go. This, you should not have any doubt. This is Vrindavan.
When you say that you have to come to your devotee, you have to chant properly, you have to chant attentively, then only
Yes, that is there. But this is also said that without chanting, without hearing, just by narrating you can also achieve.
Okay,
yes. Anything else? Prabhuji.
The wives of the Brahmins were performing sacrifice, were giving love, you know, naturally, and their husbands were saying that, how is it that they achieved perfection? They didn't perform austerities, follow the strict celibacy, or they didn't perform any yajnas, but simply by their attitude and devotion, Krishna accepted that and gave them perfection. So, Krishna being merciful.
Thank you. Okay. Granthana Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki.